Good morning, everyone. I guess we'll go ahead and get started then. Thanks for joining us for the Fright Committee this morning. Let's start with the agenda. Has everyone had a chance to look over the agenda? Does anyone have any changes they would like to make to the agenda this morning? Okay. All right. If not, then we'll just let me ask, does anybody know, do we actually need a motion to approve the agenda, or is that really necessary? We have anybody knows the rules for this for meetings around here?
You do need a motion to accept the agenda.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. All right. At this time, then I will request a motion to approve the agenda.
This is Paul. I'm moved.
All right, and second.
Hey, Pam, it's Michelle. I'll second.
Thank you. Can we just do a chat and everyone say yes or no, please? I think that's the easiest way to do that. Okay. Appreciate it. And the motion passes. Okay. Hopefully we've got everybody that's going to come today that's here now. So I would like to kind of go over the to do introductions. I'll start. I'm Pamela Bernard with Chatham County. Do we have anyone here from Hunter Army Airfield? No. Bryan County Planning. How about Gulfstream? GDOT Planning, that's Tom, right? Is there anyone else other than Tom? Okay. All right. How about Savannah Airport Commission?
No. He's going to come on later. They have a meeting, so he may log in later.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Effingham Industrial Development Authority. Okay. And Michelle Strickland, you're there for the City of Savannah, right? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. How about CETA? Okay.
Make it this time.
Is there anyone else from GDOT planning?
Yeah, flying solo today.
Okay, gotcha. All right.
Dennis Jones from SEMA is on here too.
Oh, Dennis, you're back with us. Wow, I thought surely we'd drive you off last time, scared you off. Okay. Who else? Who have I missed? Oh, let's see. I know we FHWA, Anne-Marie, you're here.
Yes,
right?
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you. Okay. And from the MPO? Why, Cody? Go ahead.
Hi, this is Mark. I'm on the call.
Hey, Mark. Good morning.
And we also have Pam Everett. We have Sally, of course, Alicia Hunter, Asia Hernton, and we have another unnamed that may be Wicota.
Yes.
Okay. And there's still yet another unnamed quarantine staffer up here in the corner. If you could identify.
That's probably Julie.
Probably, yeah. Okay.
All right, and we have one member of the public. Is that correct? Could you say your name again, please?
It's Carrie Bieber from the public.
Carrie, okay. Okay, welcome, Carrie. Is there anyone else that I missed? Okay. All right, well, we'll move on. The first of the action items this morning is to approve the meeting minutes from last time. Hopefully everybody's had an opportunity to read through those and if they had any issues to get back with by Coda or someone with the MPO to make any changes. Does anyone have any questions or anything they want to bring up about that today? All right. And then at this time, I will request a motion to approve the meeting minutes from the April 22nd, 2021 freight meeting.
Michelle Strickland, so moved.
Thank you, Michelle. I'll second that. If everyone could put in the chat if they're okay, a yes or no on approval for the meeting minutes. Be great. Thank you. Okay. All right. Thank you. That motion passes. The meeting minutes are approved. Let's move on to the TIP amendments for June for the fiscal year 21 to 24. Who's going to be presenting that? Is that going to be Wycota?
That's Alicia.
Alicia, sorry. Okay, go ahead, Alicia. Thank you.
Can you all see my screen?
Your audio is very low, Alicia. We can see the screen, okay. But we just can't hear you very well.
Is that any better?
Only slightly. Is
there still very low.
How about now?
Not good. Still low.
Goodness. Is this any better with my sound?
Not really.
Goodness, I'm not sure where my microphone is. Okay.
Are you on headset or?
No, just a computer audio.
It might be in your webcam.
That's what I thought. I'm holding my webcam up to me.
That's a little better, actually. It probably is.
Can you guys hear me? Is this any better?
Oh, yeah, this is much better.
Okay, great. Thank you. Sorry about that. Okay, so for the June 2021 TIP amendment, the Transportation Improvement Program, which is known as the TIP, is the MPO's short-range planning document, and it provides a multi-year listing of surface transportation projects that are proposed for federal, state, and local funding within our metropolitan planning area. And the fiscal year 2021-2024 TIP was adopted by the core board in December of 2020. And it's now referenced in the statewide TIP known as the STIP, which was signed by a governor of Georgia in May 2021. And so from time to time, the TIP is modified to ensure that there are updates to projects, revenue, cost estimates, and schedules that they get incorporated. And in May, the MPO received transit project updates from Chatham Area Transit, and GDOT also provided funding and scheduling updates for highway projects. And so this staff report is going to cover those proposed updates. And there are four of them for this TIP, and three of those proposed updates are related to Project Duren, where the pandemic has caused unanticipated delays in its development. And then the fourth proposed update will relate to various funding updates to transit projects. So So for Project Duran, GDOT provided us a confirmation level to move funds, a confirmation letter to move funds for the right-of-way phases, and the City of Savannah has requested some schedule changes. And the proposed GDOT and city changes include I-516 at Duran Avenue to move right-of-way funds from fiscal year 2021 to 2022. And the other is East Duran from SR-204 to Harry S. Truman Parkway. And that's to remove right-of-way phase from the 2021 through 2024 TIP. And then also SR-21 from CS-346 Mildred Street to SR-204. That one is also to remove the right-of-way phase from the fiscal year 2021 through 2024 TIP. And CAT has proposed moving several projects from fiscal year 2021 to 2022 due to some unexpected delays in CAT's facility modification projects. And those funding projects, there are four of them, and it includes Section 5307 Urbanized Area Formula Funds that are used for operating assistance and CAT's capital projects. And then Section 5339 Bus and Bus Facility Program Funds. And then the FHWA flex funds for CAT facility rehab. And then the last is the 5307 HFTA ferry boat discretionary funds, which are for ferry boat, ferry maintenance facility and ferry rehabilitation. And then also included with the staff report, there are four attached appendices for your reference. A includes all the updated TIP project pages and updated tables for the TIP amendment. And then B, you'll see our public notice for public review and comment of these proposed amendments. And C is a development status check. Since June is the end of the year for fiscal year 2021, we've included updates on all highway and transit projects for the 2021-2024 TIP. And then Appendix D just includes the GDOT response letter for project number 000-8359 East Duran. And so for today, the MPO staff is asking the committee to endorse these proposed updates for the fiscal year 2021 through 2024 TIP.
Well, thank you, Alicia. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Does anyone have any questions? Alicia, about that?
This is Tom. I just appreciate you presenting that. I saw something in a paper. Was it yesterday about Project Turin? Or was it the day before? But this is very timely. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Okay. So is anyone, Michelle, I don't know. Are you familiar with the Turin project? What is the current schedule look like for that? Do you know?
That sorry, that's one of Barry's projects. So yeah. I try not to get in the middle of it. I know that they're that they had the city has established a. Oh, give me a second to think about what it's called. A RAP committee, relocation assistance program committee, and so that they're ramping up. To start working with those property owners who will need to be relocated. So I guess after that's right of way.
All right. Well, thank you, Michelle.
Sorry, I can't be more specific.
No, Leon's not here either. I don't know if he'll be in on the TCC meeting. Is he working on that at all, that project?
He is.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Well, is there any other questions or comments concerning the TIP amendments?
Yeah, this is just the end of the year. We are trying to, every time before the end of the fiscal year, we do a comprehensive check of project status. So if any project cannot get funds authorized by the June 30th of the fiscal year, we make the amendments or make the administrative modifications. And if they are on track, we should be okay. So we did check with GDOT. So most of the projects either a program in fiscal year 2021, most of the projects, either they already have the funds authorized or they are expected to be authorized by June 30th. So these are the only ones that cannot make it.
Gotcha, okay, thank you. All right, well, at this time then I request a motion to endorse the amendments to the TIP.
They moved.
Thank you, Michelle. A second?
I can second, this is Tom. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom. All right, and at this time then, if we could do in the, again a vote in the chat, yes or no, please, if you want to approve that. Motion passes. We'll move on to the other business. That's it for the agenda or the action items. We'll move to the other business, which starts with the freight transportation plan update. Who's going to be doing that for us? Is that you, Mark?
That's me.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Okay. Please go ahead.
Where's my screen? How can I share my? I will share my screen. Okay, we have decided that we are going to update our freight transportation plan. And we talked about the duties. So the staff will do part of this analysis. So we would do like freight data analysis, and also we do the truck restriction mapping. And then we will also do a report card for the project implementation from the last freight plan. So the consultant will carry over for the rest of the freight plan update. So I just developed this preliminary draft. This is a very preliminary draft, CORMPO freight transportation plan update. I did outline what the previous freight plan included last time, and also indicated that I want the like tonnage to be converted into trucks or rail traffic. And also we want to do a truck parking inventory study. And then also we want the study to be coordinated with the ongoing STARA 21 access management study, STARA 307 corridor study, and then the GDOT is conducting a freight of statewide transportation plan. So we want all this to be coordinated. So I was using the previous scope as the basis to develop this updated preliminary freight transportation plan update scope. So I'm just to throw it over here to you today to just let you know what's included in this scope. Inviting comments, we might need to probably meet again in July or August, because we want to apply for the discretionary PL funds. So we need to nail down the final scope and then the final cost estimate. So after that, and I would just go ahead and then tell you what is included in this preliminary draft. So if you see the table of comments, so we have a project management and coordination that outlines what the coordination work will be. And then the freight needs assessment, besides the, because the previous freight plan, we actually used the FAF3, the FHWA FAF3 data, but that is based on the 2012 data. So now we have FAF5, I think is based on 2017 data. So what we try to avoid is probably 2019 data and the 2020 data because of COVID-19. So we might need to decide on what kind of data we want to use. And Alicia is going to give you the presentation. Excuse me, can anybody help me? Did somebody talk? just want to make sure everybody can hear me. And Alicia probably will just give you an outline of the data research needs that she compiled. So we might use some data over here for this existing freight and goods movement assessment. So that will be included. And the freight performance measures, since Federal Highway Administration have already had like performance measures defined in the PBPP. So we might take that and also develop our own additional ones. And the forecasting of future freight growth, actually FAB 5 includes some of the projection data. But if we do need to use other data sets other than FAB 5, and we still need to do this forecasting of future freight growth. But for the existing one and the freight future freight growth, we actually do want the tonnage to be converted into truck traffic and rail cars like that. And we still want to do the regional freight profiles and assessment, because you can see ever since the last plan update, we actually saw so many new developments, and at least I saw so many warehouses, new warehouses being built. So we need to update the freight profile and assessment, and then we still need to update the freight bottlenecks and safety and security chapter. And then, as I indicated, we will have like truck parking inventory and incorporating the truck restrictions. So for the final recommendation, if there is a truck restriction, you probably cannot recommend any truck movement along that corridors. And the Asia will present the maps for the truck restrictions today. And then we also want the added evaluation for the freight impact from emergencies. For the COVID-19, actually, there are a lot of research already done for COVID-19, but we want to see what like COVID-19's impact on the freight in our region. And then Dennis is here today, so there might be other emergencies, hurricanes or something. So that they want that to be included in this chapter. So these would be the needs assessment. So the freight, the subtask 2.8, will just summarize all of the data analysis that we have for the previous chapters. And then we still want to use the land use assessment analysis, because we actually, MPC is having this new comprehensive plan. Many of the local municipalities have the requirements to develop the new comprehensive plan. I think the MPC plan is Plan 2040, so that's the horizon year. But for our data, for our freight plan, we want the horizon year to be 2050. The boundary would still be probably Bryan County, Effingham County, and Chatham County. So that's the Savannah MSA. So we still want this land use assessment piece in there. And with all this Old River Road in Effingham County, you know that track is there a lot of industrial development, a lot of warehouses in Garden City, a lot of warehouses in unincorporated Chatham County, and probably in west sides of Savannah as well. So there are a lot of development since 2016. So we want this to be analyzed. Updates to the economic development market assessment, we still want this. We have very comprehensive development at last plan, but we want to update after that. For the last plan, we actually have the environmental community impact scan analysis. Actually, staff did this part, but this time, if we need the consultant to do this, we just need to add the cost. So eventually, all these analysis will lead to the recommendations for the future land use related to freight and goods movement needs and forecast, and then final recommendations for infrastructure improvements, including the highways, the airport, and then the port, and then the truck. So the task file would be the final report and documentation. So this is a summary of all these tasks. And for all of these, for each of these, besides the project description, I do added in the cost. So the cost would be, if there's only the consultant cost, and I would just say this, the cost covers consultant work. But if the data needs assessment, for example, this needs assessment, actually I have a cost. So the cost for this task should include both the data cost and the cost of consultant work. I add this just to give an estimate of each task so that we can, when we apply for the PL discretionary funds, so we know how much, just given a bulk estimate of this. So, and each one of these, you can see the detailed descriptions, what I have in the scope, and what the expected deliverables, and then the cost. So at the end, you will see, this is just an estimate that I did for each task. I break down the total cost. So this is based on the previous freight plan update with some updated estimate. So for example, the existing freight plan and existing data analysis and then the forecasting. So assume that they will use the same data set. So if we use FAB5, that would be free. But if we use data other than FAB5, I really don't know what the cost would be. So maybe Tom can shed some light, because I don't know what data that GDOT is using. So I give an estimate of $25,000. And then for the truck parking inventory, I guess we would just need to acquire the data somewhere. So I added a cost of $25,000. For the last freight plan update, the freight plan update itself is about like $180,000. And we have additional piece for the land use impact analysis, that's about $30,000. So in total, that would be about $210,000. So I added some data purchase over here. So that's why I have $250,000. And this also matches what we included in the fiscal year 2022 Unified Planning Work Program. Because in the UPWP, we added in the freight plan update in the illustrative section, the total cost would be about $250,000. So I add this over here. And this is just a very, very preliminary draft scope. If you want to take a look at this, we'll just solicit your input and the comments, and then the ADFAC will probably meet again in July and August to finalize the scope. Any comments?
So Wakota, this is awesome. You guys, you've done a lot of thinking on this. This is really good. Is that coming, again, help me out, is this already come out for us to look at? Or is that what you're doing today, just kind of introducing it for us to start thinking about it, making comments?
Well, it's on the, it's actually associated with, the, attached to the ADFAC agenda today. So you're welcome to look at it and provide the comments to me, and I will just make updates to this document. And then we will meet again probably in July and August to finalize the scope. So yes, it is available for your review.
Perfect. I've got little things I won't go into details, but like, for example, you guys are the members of the Eastern Transportation Coalition. Used to be the I-95 Corridor Coalition.
That's correct.
And I co-chair their freight committee. And one thing, they're doing their UPWP now. And we are going to disaggregate the FAB5 data as a project. And so I would assume, I don't know your membership status with them, members will be able to get that data, that disaggregated FAB5. So that's the kind of ideas I appreciate you letting me put in the document, because then, you know, you can save money and just use what's, you know, it's kind of like looking in your kitchen refrigerator and seeing what food is already there you can just use. So great, and I appreciate it, and I look forward to it.
Yeah, Tom, actually the update of existing and future freight and goods movement assessment. Mm-hmm. This one, last time we actually used FAB3. We disaggregate FAB3.
Yeah. It will be done for you. So that's what I was saying. So that saves time and money. Great.
So yeah, but it just, if we use something other than FAB5, maybe like trans search or something, we still need disaggregation. So that's why this task, I have about like $40,000 budgeted. So that includes the disaggregation. Disaggregation actually is major part of the analysis for this existing and then forecast. So subtask 2.1 and subtask 2.4, they probably definitely use the disaggregation.
Cool. Well, I'll go ahead and give you, you got me thinking already. So that's perfect. Appreciate it.
So I just want to present this to you. just take a look at this because I just finished this last Friday. So just take a look at this and then give us the feedback, and we'll probably decide on the next date to meet so that we can drill down to the details. So if we need to like specify disaggregation over here, and then we need to also just decide on the data source. So are we going to just use FAT5 or are we going to use supplemental data? So, I mean, those are things to consider. And then that will be, when we finalize that, we would add that into the task. Another thing, I think Mark actually made a good point yesterday, because this is based on the previous plan update. And then the CDM Smith was the consulting firm who did our free transportation plan. So it seems like this tailored to what they did before. But when we do the RFP, we probably don't want to restrict this just to CDM Smith. So we want invite other consultants as well. So we might like change this a little bit. That's another thing to consider.
I totally agree with that. You guys are doing a great job. Love it.
What is the, have you selected your consultant for the freight plan?
No, we're actually reviewing RFPs right now.
Oh, okay.
Good question.
Just to follow up on, this is Mark, just to follow up on Tom's comment. We've been a member of the I-95 Corridor Coalition now for several years, and now it's the Eastern Corridor. Yes, that will be helpful, and that's certainly a good option to look at. But we wanted, of course, the EDFAC committee and the TCC to, you know, give us their input about how they'd like to see this go.
I'm sorry, this is Anne Marie, and Mark, you also participated in the Hinesville MPO policy committee, and one of the policy member had asked if there's any relationship or how will this freight plan update relate to, you know, Hinesville. And there was some discussion about the Hinesville currently have a freight plan. So that's something that you guys definitely want to consider, because you guys are coordinating with Hinesville. So as you're looking at your scope, to see how you can do some bi-regional or some regional coordination as well.
Okay, so note taken.
Excellent point. And I had suggested, I believe at the meeting a week or so ago, may have been 2 weeks, that when we do begin, we definitely want to invite someone from Hinesville to participate in the project advisory committee or in some capacity. So we'll encourage them to appoint someone, whoever they choose.
Okay, any other comments?
Okay, thank you, Waikato. I appreciate that.
Okay.
All right, let's move on. The next business then is next item on the agenda is the freight data needs assessment.
Alicia will do the presentation on this one because she did the heavy lifting for the research. So should we give us an idea about what free data is available and what like priority data is available, so we can decide what to use.
Okay, hello. Can you guys hear me all right?
Yes.
All right, great. Okay, so included, we have the staff report. So I've gone through and done a lot of research on various other freight plans and freight related data sources, so I could compile a list of proposed data that we could use for our freight plan update. You know, because we need new and updated data, it's going to help us ensure that we're being accurate with our forecasting and that we're properly identifying our needs and issues. So the data sources included in the staff report are publicly available, and some of them are proprietary where they have a fee, and they'll cover different topics like freight demand, commodity flows, business climate, network performance, infrastructure and like socio and economic statistics. And so I put together this table to kind of highlight the different categories related to freight that we would be interested in, and then what sources relate to those categories, and then whether they're cost a fee or not. And one of the big things, we're just looking for any input on the data sources to incorporate, if we're missing any kind of categories, or if, yeah, anything that you know that's going on that could help us for our data needs.
I just put a another freebie. You guys are, as members of the coalition, you guys didn't know about it. The link to product that I made them do about a year ago, came out last August. It's kind of, I told them I wanted a freight data for dummies because I'm a dummy. Mm-hmm. And if you go to that link at the bottom, it should be the report. And it's, and you might have found it. If you didn't, please use it because you guys are members to the coalition of, you know, all the stuff that's out there. And hopefully I'll make your life even easier. Thanks. If you get a score, yeah, they've got the links at the bottom of the page. They don't really jump out and bite you. You got to go to the bottom after the little graphic and all the text. So if you're on that, web page, so.
Thanks for the link.
All right. Does anybody else have any comments or questions for Alicia?
I think when we do the freight plan update, so if we do use like trans search, we need to know for like 3 county region. Or if we include Hinesville, so we need to know how much that we have so that we can have a relatively accurate estimate in our final projected budget for the fleet plan update. So if you, the trend search, we know the cost needed, but we just don't know how much that will be for our area. So we need to do some research on that.
Okay, so will we see this again in August then?
We might need to probably meet in July or something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, in July and in August.
That would be a special meeting?
Yeah, so that we can just drill down all the details and finalize it. Because the application for the PL funds review would be in September. But I think we need to submit the application after August meeting.
Okay. Yeah. Just let everybody.
This is Anne-Marie again. Just to kind of go on what you just said, Wycota, about going to the PL committee, or is it definite that you guys are going to the PL committee for funding for this project? Okay. And just keep in mind the at least 2 rounds of your meetings to do the vetting, get your resolution. Prior to going to the PL committee.
Yeah, we actually started the fleet plan discussion at April. So this meeting can be counted as the second round. So then probably in July, we're going to have another round. And then August, we're going to have the final round. And then we will acquire the adoption, the resolution from the MPO board.
Okay,
so, perfect. So we cover more than 2 rounds. Because this item is being discussed both at the ADFAC and the TCC.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. I think the potential July special called meeting is going to be dependent on the feedback that we get during this meeting and subsequent to this meeting. And we'll let everybody know a couple of weeks ahead of time at least.
Okay, sounds good. Let's go ahead and move on to the truck restrictions mapping then, please.
At the last meeting, ADFAC directed the staff to get like 3 different layers. One layer is the truck restrictions on the functionally classified roadways. And then Michelle actually indicated that the City of Savannah's layer, because most of the restrictions on City of Savannah's streets are local streets. So we want a separate layer for the truck restrictions on the local streets because of different reasons. So those would be mostly in the City of Savannah. And then the third layer would be like the truck load restrictions, and those are in the other jurisdictions. But we actually didn't get any data on the load restrictions because That's because most of the municipalities, all of the local streets will have like load restrictions. It's just some of them have 10,000 pounds and some of them have 6,000 pounds. So if we map those out, that means all of the streets will have restrictions. So Asia is just focused on the two layers, the truck restrictions on the functionally classified roadways, because the majority of the trucks will travel on functionally classified roadways. And then the second layer would be focused on the local streets within the city of Savannah. So she's going to give you the presentation.
Hi everyone, good morning. So can everyone see the map?
Yeah, Asia, please speak up.
Oh, sorry, can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, awesome. So this is what we've been working on so far. So far, all the data that we have is basically in Chatham County, most of it in Savannah area, but as you can see, we have some in Tybee Island too, and also the Pooler and Bloomingdale area. So I'm just gonna highlight those. So we also have it broken down by the functional classification of each restriction. And I calculated in the attribute table that 86% of the roads restricted on this map are local roads. Very few are not local. And then one road is a mixture of local and not local. So it begins kind of as a larger road and then it ends as a local smaller road. So this is just highlighting, there's a high amount concentrated in the downtown area and the midtown area. And again, more local roads, neighborhoods.
Somebody needs to be muted.
I think maybe I was going to say, it looks like you and me are the only other two. So.
It's coming from Asia's office, who she's sharing office with. You can hear it in the background.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay, no, it's fine. Go ahead. Sorry.
And then this is just the final kind of grouping of streets. Well, only one street on Tybee Island, and it's also a local road. So this is what we have so far on the map. And yeah, so we still do need the weight limits too. That is some of the data that we're missing.
Okay, so can you just go over real quick again? What are the three layers? Or is that what we're going to end up with? Is three?
Yes, so we're going to end up with three layers. Let me actually open my attribute table.
Yeah, I think they were just trying to reinstate that non-conforming use.
All right. So the layers that we're specifically focusing on are the functional classification. So we have major collector, local roads, et cetera. And then if it's local or not local, and again, the vast majority are local. And then that weight limit. And then of course we have street names and the description of the restrictions on each street. But the only piece of data that we are missing is the weight limit.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any other questions about that?
We're waiting for your further direction. So what do you want us to achieve for the exercise? So I think one of this might serve as an input to the freight plan update. So if the final recommendation would be like making some freight improvements on certain streets that have truck restrictions, we will avoid that. So we understand that part, but what are the other things that you want us to do for this truck restriction mapping? Because this is directed by ADVAC.
Well, go ahead, Tom.
One of my thoughts was, did you guys see anything weird here? Is there a route where, you know, if you cross a boundary from one jurisdiction to the other, on one side of that jurisdictional boundary, you know, trucks are allowed, and then all of a sudden it pops up and says no trucks allowed or restrictions? Is there any, primarily you're correct, this would be a great thing to vet through the freight plan itself. So that's my first thought. Is there anything weird? You know what I mean? Is there anything where it's just a political boundary change, but you know, truck drivers don't know that. They go, or they start down a route and go, wait a minute, I can't go any farther than this. That's the first thought. Second one, did we get, I don't know if you'd asked, I know your planning boundary doesn't really go much into Effingham, but did you get anything else on that? Well, I'm talking out loud thinking, you know, how could this be maybe become almost a phase two when the MTO grows, when the census data comes out? Does that make sense? This be the foundation to then to, you know, be able to get that information of, again, maybe more of Bryan County becomes urbanized and becomes part of the MPO and have that be part of this regional foot map. So that's just off the top of my head, those two thoughts.
Yeah, Tom, we did talk to Richmond Hill and Effingham County. We actually do have the ordinance from Effingham County. They only allow trucks on state routes. So all the local streets have restrictions. So that's Effingham County. So you map out all the restrictions in Effingham County, so you will see everything light up except the state routes. So like interstate, state route 21, state route 119. So all of those allow trucks. All the rest of the roadways don't allow trucks. For Richmond Hill, they have truck restrictions on all of the local streets. Their limit is like 6,000 pounds. So again, that's the same thing. If you map out all those restrictions, the whole map will light up. So we did coordinate with Effingham County and Bryan County and Richmond Hill.
Wicota, quick question, because I wasn't here when this was finalized. I was out of town, I think. But do we have their GIS data? Or do we not? And is that why we're not showing?
We don't have the GIS data.
Just so everyone understands, our GIS department, known as SAGIS, does not go beyond our county borders. So it's a little bit of a, you know, it's a dropping off point. So it requires extra coordination, you know, depending on if they have the data available.
Yeah. When we contacted Effingham County, they just gave us the ordinance. So if we want to map that out, we have to do the GIS analysis. And then for the Richmond Hill, they said, okay, they can provide a list. So we have to develop the GIS layer. Even for the current layer that you see over here, specific truck restrictions, Asia actually created this layer. So we don't have any existing layer that shows the truck restrictions. She actually went in and created this layer.
It would probably be quicker in Effingham, for example, just to create a state route layer as you're unrestricted and everything underneath it could be shown as restricted. But we, you know, the census, as Tom alluded, the census data is expected out. I think last I saw was next summer. And that's when we'll get to, you know, see what at least at a minimum is required to be part of the MPO. So we expect, say between next summer, a year from now, and into the fall, we'll be working on the revised MPO boundary. So that'll be a good, if not sooner, that will certainly be a time when we need to figure out how we're going to handle data across the county lines even better.
We do have the functional classification map for both Effingham County and Bryan County. So if we do the overlay, just to show the major arterials and interstates, expressways overlay with this truck restrictions, you can probably just see that. Yeah, if you just move the truck specific truck restriction on top of the functional classification, and then you will see where trucks allowed and the restricted areas will be highlighted in red.
Or in gray in the other Effingham, I guess.
Yes.
the only other thing that I would think would be at all useful, I realize this map is just for the restrictions, but do we have on the roads with the you know, functional classifications, you know, not the local roads, but the other roads, we have like truck percentages, you know, can we maybe highlight the roads that have a lot of trucks on them? Would that be helpful at all? You know what I'm saying? Kind of show that information in comparison so we could look at that in comparison to the restricted roads.
I think for the, where we have GDOT actually collect some of that truck percentage data, it's available on the website. Actually in the last freight plan, we actually included the top 20 where the truck percentage is pretty high. So we actually have those data available, but there might be some updates already on the GDOT website we can check.
Yeah, I'm just kind of thinking in terms of like, where are the trucks allowed or where are the trucks going in comparison to where they can't go, okay. You know?
Okay. So you will want to compare the truck percentage and the truck restrictions.
Yes.
Okay.
Or just kind of show, you know, where the routes that have high truck percentages on them.
Okay.
That would be interesting.
Okay, notes taken.
Are there any other comments about that? We probably need to move on. Okay. All right, let's see, the next up is State Route 21 Access Management Status Report.
That would be me. Can I share my screen?
Thank you, Mark.
Oh, I think I can do it myself. Let's see. And can everybody see the status report?
Yes.
Okay. I'll keep this brief. Of course, ask any questions if you like. We held our kickoff on March 19th. We held our first project advisory group meeting on May 13th. We put up a project webpage. You can see the URL there under number 3 to share information on the study. We've had an online survey published. That's item number 4. And I believe Denise Grabowski with Symbiosity, who's been handling that survey for us, has requested that anyone interested to try to fill that out by the end of the week, because I think they want to start preparing a synopsis of that. We also have a wiki map up on the website that folks can use to provide comments. And the way that sort of works, if you're not familiar with wiki mapping, is that it's an interactive map where you can pretty much scribble on it and give us comments on areas, show us areas you think are problem areas, or pretty much illustrate to us your comments. First public meeting was held virtually, which was kind of a new experience for us on a corridor study. That was May 25th, 2021. Recording is available for anyone that missed it. And we did a day-long road safety audit on June 9th, 2021. We had, I'm still waiting on the report from that, but just to characterize it, I would say probably the vast majority of the issues noted were probably maintenance related. However, there is a list of 3 or 4, I think 3 definite and maybe 4th intersection that's possibly we're expecting to be signalized. So there were some accident patterns in between those where we felt like there was potential to look at closing down some of the median. So that may be something that comes out as a recommendation, but very preliminary. Consultant still going over all that. Are there any questions or anybody have any comments? Okay. Yeah, if there are none,
you said discussion was good. I appreciate the time you guys put to make sure it was worthwhile. Appreciate it.
We're moving right along, and we expect to wrap the study up by the end of the year. So, yeah, it's going well. Okay, that's all I have.
Great, thank you, Mark. Does anybody else have any questions or comments for Mark on that? Okay, if not, we'll move on to information reports. What do we need to do with that?
Well, that was just a status report.
This next item on the agenda is
reports.
No, it's okay. I'm just not sure. Are we going over all the projects, or we don't typically do that with the freight committee, do we?
No, we don't normally.
Okay. The question is, are there any information reports that need to be done at this time? Okay. Does anybody have anything that they'd like to share with us, whether it's an information report or a public comment?
Tom, I'm going to run in to the next meeting in 5 seconds. But I just want to, an opening question that I didn't bring up was, thank you for the State Route 21 study. And when will the 307 study website be posted on the Core MPO? And maybe we add that, because 307 is like a mega freight corridor.
Right.
I'm going to jump off, so I'll let you explain. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Tom, for the question. It's good to get the information out there. I'm still waiting for the existing conditions report from the consultant. So that 307 corridor study is not as far along, but I expect that we'll be putting something up in the next month or two. That study is going to run, I think, 2 or 3 months into next year, after next calendar year. So it's a little bit longer schedule.
Gotcha. Okay.
So, and I'll let everybody know when the next project advisory committee meeting is. I'm going to try to set that up for July.
Okay. Are there any other public comments or questions at this time?
I just wanted to mention, for the good of the order, that we've received a lot of good comments from GDOT Planning on Plan 2040, which is our comp plan update, and we responded back to GDOT on those as of yesterday. So wanted to thank the Office of Planning for their efforts there.
Okay, great. Moving on to notices. Mark, do you want to talk about the MPC seeking comments on the 2040 plan?
I think I just did. I went ahead.
Oh, no, that's fine.
Sorry about that. I was out of order.
No, it's okay. I just didn't know if there was anything else you wanted to say about that. Or
No, just that we received probably about a dozen or so comments, and we've responded. So, we think it was helpful. Some of it actually crossed over into mapping that we'll probably be using in the congestion management process in terms of rail crossings and overpasses, things like that. So it did sort of give us a little jump start looking at some things that we'll probably, reuse later on.
Yeah, actually, a lot of those comments are freight related.
How much longer are you taking comments on that?
Oh, on Plan 2040? I would say probably the next 3 weeks or so, I think, and definitely not more than a month.
Okay, so if there's anybody else out there that still wants to review that, there's a link here, and then you can send comments back to them.
That's wrapping up. I know the project is wrapping up this fall, so they will need time to respond.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. And last on the list is the next meeting. So this says August 19th, but you said we might have a special meeting in July, right?
Yeah, we might have to talk about the detailed freight plan update scope and then the cost. So if we decide on the cost, and then we need to decide on the local match, like where the local match come from. So there are a lot of details to talk about. There might be a special meeting.
Okay, yeah, and you're gonna try to give us 2 or 3 weeks at least notice?
Yes.
Okay, all right, yes. Thank you. Cause I know there's probably a lot of people gonna be on vacation and whatever.
Yeah, in July. Yeah.
Okay, but other than that, the next regular meeting is August 19th, we also at 10 a.m. And other than that, this meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much. I appreciate your attendance today.